and beguiled patience and endurance for the little ones around you.
Why do I enjoy Ian's humor so much? What the fuck is that about? Is
it? Because it ain't funny. That's why you enjoy it. It's not funny.
It ain't funny. So that's funnier. Yeah, look at Ian trying to be funny. It makes me laugh. And he's so fucking incompetent.
Well, we've done better.
I like that. I like Ian's new insult. You Project Paperclip lover. That was a good one.
You damn Camelot fucker. Yeah, that's right.
Project Camelot. I actually saw her for the first time. She interviewed the guy who's doing the 22380 Supreme Court case.
Uh-huh.
And these are just amateurs. They just stumble into it. They're shocked because the Supreme Court accepted their suit, and they're trying to knock off 380 people. Congressman or something.
380 House of Representatives and Senators.
Right.
And the President and the Vice President. Yeah.
Right. What's her name, who runs Project Camelot, interviewed him, so I've never seen a picture of her or her in action. It's a video. And she's a curious looking baby boomer. Any you guys ever seen her before?
Yes.
His long white hair right now.
I haven't seen her in a while. I haven't looked at any of those videos in a long time, but yeah.
I couldn't tell if she seemed off or was she trying to, wasn't sure where it was going. But in the end, she stumbled into a great breakthrough for the guy. About immunity that they hadn't thought of, so that he was thanking her for getting him to that point by having the conversation. So they're going to look into the immunity issue. So I thought she was sort of like listening to Gene, you know, Stoner talking, and but it went somewheres. But I overall, in general, I said there's a person who should have been here in Ironton years ago. And
yes.
As a result of not being in Ironton, you can see the tension, the pressure, the fuck-up, the boredom, the dissatisfaction in their face. You know what I mean, Bert?
Yeah, I could only, just speaking of that, I could only take like maybe 10 or 15 minutes of the Robert Temple and the Wiedner.
Those guys were... They're very bad.
Yeah.
They're all phonies. They're so fucking phony, especially Wiedner. I haven't heard good things about him, but he took over the fucking... They don't know how to do interviews. He took over and talked about how much he understood plasma. And it was stupid what he was saying. It's unbelievable.
That sounds like James Curtis.
Yeah, they're all James Curtis knockoffs. And so I said in the private session that people are quoting me. It's about fucking time they quote me. They're going to fucking hear someone who's eloquent, for fuck's sake, in the interview tradition. I'm so far above any of these people in their stupid, the way they run their shit. And everybody was super impressed with, I called up Greg in England or Britain, cold call, and I seduce him within 30 fucking seconds, and he comes on, and it's midnight, and he stays on for 4 fucking hours. And his wife starts to worry at the 3-hour mark. She says, get off the phone. You're going to drop dead. You're 77 years old. And he didn't get off. Did you hear all that stuff, Bert?
Yeah, I did. And I enjoyed the debriefing after he left. You know, you, Greg, and Minnie Max were doing a debriefing like, yeah, he was doing this and this.
And we started Googling and finding out stuff. So that leads to... this little sequence. Let's see if I can find it. So I go down here. Ion and James. I'm way more interesting than you, so we're going to finally get into this shit. So Neufeld writes... where is Neufeld? He's claiming he's coming in So I think this is... So he starts off talking about office hours. And I slept in, so I missed the music part. So Greg Duffel did the music. And no one else was there. Minnie Max, Clinton, Chet, nobody was there. So Dave had to work his shop. She heard Bob say, oh, okay, this is... okay, so here's Dave. He says, I happened to be home and working in the shop and put on a cheap radio, and I heard Bob say, quote, it's funny that he tuned in right at this point. And yeah. I say, I'm going to call this guy in England and ask him about Chris Story. And I thought, Dave says, I thought, quote, oh boy, Bob's always up for adventure. Oh boy, Bob's always up for adventure, end of quote. And not only did that guy answer, but I heard about the first 3 hours of the discussion, and it was a coup of sorts, C-O-U-P. At first, I was worried that Greg and Brian, Greg Duffel and Brian Minimax, were going to talk over your guest. But luckily, I think they realized they were crowding out the guests and repeating their own ideas, which they've had many shows to make their views known. I think that's a good thing to let your guests have space to express themselves. Otherwise, the show is just a constant reaffirmation of your own views. So I was relieved that you guys allowed your guests to speak. Also, I noticed in the chat column that Ion, or someone claiming to be Ion, was jeering your guest. The more Bob enabled and encouraged the guests to dialogue, the more peeved Ion became. I get the sense that Ion's a jealous god. That'll swipe at you, buddy. And Dave then says another email, said, hey, yeah, I should be around this Saturday to chat. So he claimed he's going to be on here. So then, a little later, he says, killer DJing on the Wednesday show. Greg Duffel has a nice touch on the selection and atmospheres as well. Now, that's a real insult. To think that Greg Duffel's fucking DJing is anywhere near my fucking DJing. That's a very bad statement aesthetically there, Dave. So, because all Duffel plays is goddamn fucking disco. It's ridiculous. And fucking Disney fucking themes. It is sick. Okay, so... okay, so now it's... and then he covers his ass and he said, or at least all the track listings under Serling, so he's looking at the chat, or at least all the track listings under Serling look like nice event sequences. So I don't know if he even heard Serling. He's just going by looking at the list. Then he says, I got lucky... I think I sent the link to the recordings. And he says, I got lucky and happened to tune in right at the moment Bob said, quote, what's his phone number? I'm calling him now. Definitely worth witnessing. And then he then sends another email. He says, and the email is being sent to Chad and Clinton and Carolyn and Gene and Ed, Susanna, Bert, Steve Reimer, and Alyssa. I made that list for people who I thought would be interested. So then he says, it's amazing how Bob gets around. Yes, that is what's demonstrated there. Then he says, now he's getting even better. He says, to really understand Bob's true star power and enigma of greatness, we just have to consider a typical Bob cold call versus what the big names consider a cold call worthy of your attention. So he gives a YouTube link to Ice-T. Ice-T does cold callers on Vanilla Ice, Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Okay, so that's a bunch of... So they're bullshit. Consider what the big names can... See, a typical Bob cold call versus what the big names consider a cold call worthy of your attention. And so that's all these... Ice-T fuck-ups. And so I like that. To really understand Bob's true star power and enigma of greatness. So then Jean comes in. She joins the list, and she thanks me for, I put together, I had to get Ed to fix the inventory of office hours because they were broken and screwed up. So I got him to fix it. So then Jean got it. And then Dave says, also, this illuminates why Bob hasn't answered the phone for decades. He knows most cold calls run the risk of messing with his Slack, and Bob's having none of that in his world. True story. I guess Dave's claiming he knows that. It illuminates why Bob hasn't answered the phone for decades. He knows most cold calls run the risk of messing with his Slack, and Bob's having none of that in his world. Now, if Jean was here, she could say that Neufeld, once he gets going, he just keeps posting. He's going to put out 10 fucking posts here about this. So then Neufeld says, lastly, as if this is going to be his last post, lastly, when Bob does a cold call, even if he's fumbling, he still manages to exude the right pitch to assure people they ought to engage. See, that's right, right? Bert, you heard that. You would agree. Go down, Bert. You get knocked off.
No, I'm on mute, Bob. Bob magic. I consider that Bob magic. That's what I looked at, that cold call, how it worked out. But it was funny how you were always in the background. You didn't say much at all.
That was later. But,
yes.
Yeah, once we got talking, we did Chris' story a little bit. Then I let Greg and everybody take over. And because I couldn't go into my real self. Right?
Yeah.
It would alienate him. So I didn't. He was bringing up relevant topics that I could say. Most of the time, Bert, I'm sitting there for 2 hours saying, "Well, I could say this. Should I say it? No, I won't say it." You know, I could have said all kinds of different things about what was being discussed. That would have made. And we didn't know what this guy was. So
right.
I'm glad we waited, because after 3 hours, he turned out to be pretty straight. So it would be. He couldn't take anything we're talking about, even if I mentioned Ion. That would be too much for him, right?
Yeah, it would be a much. But it'll be interesting to see when he comes back, because he's probably going to get curious about Ion, the way Greg always makes side comments, off comments, even.
Yeah. Well, I thought Greg did make comment. He was talking about, I think we commented on how he could remember things way back there. And then Greg says, yeah, well, we know another person can remember everything.
Yeah.
And I thought they were talking about Ion, but later I think he was talking about me. But I didn't make it.
Yeah, I thought it was you as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it turned out it might have been that. Greg may not know that Ion remembers everything. So the point is that I like this description. Bob, even though he's fumbling, I don't know if I was fumbling, but I was suppressing myself to be civil. He says, I managed to do the right pitch to assure people they ought to engage. So Gene says, so true, Dave. Now here's Gene's interpretation. Bob turns on a dime. He becomes the friendliest voice ever heard. Bob's soothing tone penetrates the caller's psyche. It opens him up, and he reveals his inner rings to Bob right there on the spot. You get that? That's a pretty good statement, eh? I've been yelling, you know, yelling at somebody, and then I immediately call this guy, and I become the friendliest voice ever heard. Bob's soothing tone penetrates the caller's psyche and opens him up, and he reveals his inner rings to Bob right there on the spot. So that was a good statement by Gene. And then Dave comments on Gene's statement and says, well put. After she said so true to Dave, then Dave says to Gene's statement, well put. And then Dave says, Bob's going to love this thread when he wakes up. Dave doesn't know I'm awake watching this. Okay? Dave thinks I sleep in normal hours. No, I'm watching this unfold. So, meanwhile, now it's 5 in the morning, Carolyn gets up. And so Carolyn sees Dave's. And Carolyn never participates in this list. She refuses to open anything Greg Duffel posts. She will not read any Duffel shit. Anyway, so Dave says, Bob's going to love this thread when he wakes up. So Carolyn says about 45 minutes later, she says, laughing my ass off, Bob never went to sleep yet, Dave. I love this thread when I woke up. So Dave fails to predict that Carolyn's going to love the thread. So laughing my ass off, Bob never went to sleep yet. I love this thread when I woke up. And so then Gene says, 30 minutes are missing from hour 3. It starts at 16:30. I don't think it starts at 16:30, Gene. the numbers are changed, the hours are weird, because Ed had to redo them, because they were all numbered wrong. So I think he just made a different number, but I'm not sure about that. So then Chad comes in. Are you there, Chad?
I'm here, Bob.
Yeah, so you finally chip in, and you say, Bob is the super connector, super connector. Greg versus Greg at the end was a fun argument. Now, I didn't listen to much of that, but they were talking about Canada and Britain and food banks and stuff, right, Chad?
Not only that, they started with the whole communist versus capitalist argument.
Yeah.
And then somehow Greg got back. He let himself get back into a corner by saying that Toronto Greg Duffel, because he said that England had, or Great Britain had also massacred its own people like Russia and China had. And the only example he could give was two coal miners being killed or something.
Okay, so that's British Greg. You say British Greg got back into a corner?
No, Duffel.
Because what? Because
he was okay. So Greg from London was saying, in response to Greg's promotion of communism, Greg
yeah.
from London was saying, "Well, wouldn't it be better not to adore countries that massacre their own people, like Russia and China?" And then Greg Duffel argued against that and said, "Well, what about the British Empire? Look at all the people you killed." Greg from London said, "Well, but I'm talking about countries that massacred their own people, you know." So then they got into, and then Greg Duffel said, "Well, you got Great Britain has done it lots of times too." And then Greg from London's like, "Okay, tell me, when did that happen?" And Greg's like, "The coal miners." And then Greg from London said, "Oh, you mean those two guys that one time?"
Two guys got killed.
I guess. Well, they got hit, or maybe they got hit or something. I don't know.
Well, is Bert laughing because you remember hearing this, Bert?
Yes, yes. And it was, I heard it. I actually heard it also. Yes, it was funny because he was really calm. Greg from Britain or whatever he calls
yeah.
himself, a Brit. He was really calm. He's really
yeah.
calm.
Well, I think he's been arguing since he was friends in the early 60s with Brian Jones. You know, he's been doing this for a long time. That's why, you
actually,
know, that's bad. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it seemed like I met Ward Greg down because that, you know how normally I noticed it's fun to watch Greg. I think this is like Greg's, I've witnessed his third argument or whatever you saw, debate or whatever you want to call it. And I think Greg and England wore him down because he didn't give Greg a reaction, you know, because normally
yeah.
Greg gets a reaction and somebody starts, you know, fussing, although Chad shut him down. Chad just shut him down. So
Chad shut who down?
Greg. When they had Greg and when Chad first came on office hours, him and Greg had almost a similar thing, but Chad shut him down. And Greg from England.
Greg Duffel. You got to name
Greg,
the last name.
Yes, Greg Duffel. I'm talking about Greg Duffel. Greg Duffel has had interactions with people, and I thought that Greg from England shut him down by being calm. And I was making
right.
a note that Chad shut Greg down in another way, just, you know, flat out, and he kind of shocked Greg, and then he calmed down immediately. But
well,
I remember when
Chad, what was the content of Chad's argument?
About family. Greg was asking about family, and if something happened to their family, Chad's family, and, you know, Chad basically told me he didn't care about family, and that kind of shocked Greg, and that kind of, like, took air out of his balloon.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Yeah. So, I just noticed that Susanna entered the threads, and she says, 30 minutes are missing. Gene says 30 minutes are missing, and Susanna says, I think that's because Bob played a Zappa song parody. Oh, yeah, that's about going into customs, about having to deal with customs paperwork arriving on a plane. And also the theme song from The Dating Game by Herb Albert that Bob absolutely did not like at all. It was a Duffel selection. Yeah, she may be right. That's why the thing got shortened. because we listened to the Zappa parody going through the Toronto Customs. Okay, is there any more people saying anything? Then that guy from Ireland, Brian Kavanaugh, wrote in. He wasn't part of the thread, but he said that Britton Greig is a bad guy. So then Jane Wenzel, the person who made the Bob book in Nova Scotia, she writes this morning, yesterday or something, she says, did you send me a pair of sunglasses? And I said, no. And she says, why not? That's sort of maybe a joke, maybe. Then she says, I received a pair paid for on a Visa card with U.S. dollars. Ask Ion for me, will you? LOL. So, I guess she doesn't know if it's serious to ask Ion. Is Ion there? Okay. So then I said, I will get a chance to ask Ion in a week or so. I wasn't going to do it on the show. And then she says, just kidding. It is a mystery. I sent you a parcel. Let me know when you get it. Likely a month from now. Now, you know how those books took, went around, no, the CDs that Steve sent a year ago or something? They went around the world twice. You guys know that story? I know the only one that's awake is Bert, so I expect Bert to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And said, okay, went around the world twice. Well, we got a package from Michael in South Africa that was sent July 10th. And Michael hadn't said anything to anybody about it. And then Carolyn, no, I didn't notice the date because I got it while she was away. I didn't even open it. And then when she got there, she opened it. And, well, maybe I opened it at the last minute. And she saw it and where'd it come from, Michael. And then she looked at the box and saw it was a July date. I think she had the wrong date. I think she had July 16th. But I looked at it later, and it was July 10th. And so then Michael, Carolyn says to him, let's see. Yeah, Michael, Carolyn wrote to Michael. Oh, she got the right date. A July 10th. 2022 box, made it to my door while I was away visiting the warehouse. Thank you so much. What a great gift. It must have gone the route that Bob's books, he gets it wrong, Bob's CDs, and its arrival does mean we will all meet in the physical. And she goes on about the product and what to do, and then Michael says, yay. Are you there, Michael? He's not there. So what is it with these packages taking so long to get to us? Even Jane says it'll probably take a month to get whatever she sent. So anybody want to say anything? I will. You want to redeem yourself, Perth, and do a proper interrogation of Ion? They can't even respond, if I'm saying.
Are you calling up to me, Bob?
Yeah. Do your thing. I don't know if Ion will answer you, but do a proper interrogation of Ion.
Do something, yeah. I haven't got any questions prepared, but I was just interested on the plasma.
Pursue the plasma. We know nothing about the plasma. There's a million questions you can ask. So ask them.
Well,
start the topic.
Yeah, okay. Ion, can you define what plasma is?
Yes.
Go ahead,
yes,
please.
Yes. No. You got to ask a question. Can he define it? Yes, he can. Now, direct your question to evoking him defining it.
So there's no difference between the physics plasma and the blood plasma?
None.
No, that's not a question. You're making a statement. Make it a question.
Okay, so...
Those words that you said, turn it into a question.
Yeah. So outer space, people say that it's made of plasma, which is hasn't got atoms, it's made of particles and ions. Is that true?
The state of matter.
Is plasma the fourth state of matter?
No, he just says a state of matter, which is fucking meaningless. What does that mean?
One of the more fundamental states of matter, Bob.
Yeah.
Plasma is one
most
of the more
of the
fundamental.
Positive...
Is that the deep Clark level?
We didn't mean to interrupt the middle of our sentence with your conversation.
Yeah, no. Now, you would logically ask what fucking level of matter he's talking about, Jed. Quark level? What is a fundamental state of matter? James.
Well, the wiki or the Google will say plasma is the fourth state of matter. But you're saying that there's no difference between blood plasma, which is on the web they're saying is totally different to the physics plasma. How would you define the plasma that we are talking about here? It's made of atoms, it's made of particles, it's made of proteins.
Corpuscles and globules.
Corpuscles and globules.
Yep.
Globulins.
Globules, not glob. Not goblins.
Goblins, glob. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you are plasma. Ion is plasma, but we don't quite know what plasma is.
We are not plasma.
Oh, okay.
Yawn.
Yeah, yawn. Anyone want to chime in and help out here? I'm just trying to figure out.
Somebody kick it.
Help a nigga
here. Help a nigga. Well, Ion, what's the difference between? It sounds like you're giving the standard definition of the fundamental state of matter for plasma.
We're not. It sounds like it, but it's not. We're trying to get some base level to start a conversation so you can actually get somewhere, which is why Bob does this very good, and you're getting better at it. Because you need to stop and look at what we're stating the obvious. The obvious turns into say, wait a second, this is a collection of something that does something, and the whole point of it is that there are electrons. Okay, do it this way. Blood plasma and physics plasma, classification of four types. What are the things that are in blood and in ultra-cold plasma or cold plasma or warm plasma or hot plasma, like thermal plasma? What is the difference or what is the same? If you look down very, very close, you're going to find that they almost all are exactly the same.
Right.
Cold blood and hot blood are both plasma. So that's thermal plasma and non-thermal plasma. Okay, now let's go to warm plasma or ultra-cold plasma. Blood can do the same thing. You can even freeze blood. Mm-hmm. It's still plasma.
So, Ion, you're saying that if you go through the different types of blood and you notice what's similar about them, that'll show you what plasma is, according to Ion.
Yeah, like welding arcs as opposed to Earth's ionosphere. Or maybe the tail of a comet. It's kind of like, okay, and then when we say a tail of a comet, that doesn't mean, that's no words. That's no words. There's no good words there. We say, okay, blood and fingernail polish will cover 4 square miles when you spill it.
And is that because it contains plasma?
That it Correct.
Disperses? Yeah, okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It'll just go everywhere. And you're like, there's a little bit dab of blood, and it's like everything's red. It's like, what the hell?
So, Ion, why is it that it seems like nothing can contain blood except for the meat sack can actually contain it?
Blood sausage can. Sausage can. Blood sausage can. But we get your point.
It reminds me of when you made a deal about the blood moon a while back. Is there something there with regard
yes.
to plasma?
It's another connect the dot. Another connect the dot.
Okay, so
Bob,
there would be similarities.
Mute the folks that are drying their laundry outside in the wind.
Yeah, there's a bit of backlash. A bit of whooshing noise.
Yeah, they're drying the sheets.
Okay, so Ion, you're saying the way that we go through the different types of blood, notice the similarities, that'll point us to plasma. If we also look at properties
yes.
of the moon, can we also connect the dots through
yes.
that?
Absolutely. Okay. And all you do, okay, the same thing is true then, is you're looking at what you can retrieve and obsolete out of both, and then you'll find out that plasma is the same plasma. If you look at the details, they're the same. They're identical.
Okay.
That's why they call it whole plasma rather than phoresis, where they separate the whole plasma and take the white blood cells out. Or, like in regular plasma, when it goes supernova, it interjects or excludes the positively charged electrons.
Okay. Ion, you mentioned how we can separate plasma in the blood through centrifuge.
Phoresis.
Through centrifugal force.
No, phoresis. You don't split of that with centrifuge, that's different. You're talking about phoresis. That's the process of pulling the white blood cells out.
Oh, okay.
In mineralogy, plasma is said to be a variety of green quartz used in ancient times for making engraved ornaments. Is
okay.
that
same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just that it's basically giving examples of it, and just say plasma,
yeah.
plasma. But now, see, now you're starting. Look out! We gave the stupid version, and now you're developing it into the further extremes that still connect. So you're trying
mm-hmm.
to find the sameness, not the obstinate of it.
Yeah. So here's another one. A variety of quartz of a color between grass green and leek green, which is found associated with common chalcedony. It was much esteemed by the ancients for making engraved ornaments.
Yep. Agreed. Okay, that was fine. Thank you.
There's so many ways, nouns of plasma here. There's tons. Oh, my God.
Right. And that's what was said all along, but nobody could get to that part until we did the Wikipedia version to actually make it.
Yeah.
Work. Isn't that nice?
Well,
same thing is true with ejaculate.
With ejaculate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's interesting that you're making a point about phoresis, Ion, because one thing you can do with phoresis is you can separate out the white blood cells. And I remember you saying that as we ascend, we have fewer and fewer white blood cells until they're gone.
That's correct. And also your hematocrit goes up. Your hematocrit goes up. And that's another gauging tell. Because remember, the blood types are going to change. Ginny Bell got that early on. And even
the
new blood types. So, yeah, it was pretty off the cuff to give the clue, the question, and the answer.
Okay.
Is that the lymph containing fibrin that's going to weed out the white blood cells?
No.
No.
That's going to handle your endocrine system because your muscles are going to go away. And that's why we're trying to get you a little fatter.
Yeah, I know.
Piece of straw, you little straw. You need to fatten yourself up a little bit. There ain't going to be nothing left. I don't know what the point is. Beef up. Why don't you try food? It might be all right. Eh?
I'll try that. Thanks, Ryan. I will.
Yeah. And they had some complement formulas that are real handy. A lot of people have had varied results, but they haven't been all bad.
Yeah, I've heard, apparently, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm enjoying the restructure. I seem to not be able to live without it. It's quite important. But yes, thanks, Ryan.
Throw some goddamn peanut butter powder in there or something and give you some protein for Pete's sake.
All right.
Living on cod liver oil.
So, Ion, if the moon is plasma, what's keeping it bound to the Earth?
Bob?
Okay.
Yeah, Bob.
That's the oculus. The moon is the oculus. That's how you run things. That's how you have an ebb and a flow. That's the plasma that keeps everything in a check and a balance, the up and the down. It's what makes babies come out. The full of the moon.
Is that like a blue machine? Moon. Is that like a machine in the Westworld series, in the last series?
Everything is.
Yeah, right.
Right, that's how you can define the smoke monster. Bob had sat with the lights for a long time trying to figure that one out, remember?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's the same thing Billy was trying to figure out when he was splitting worlds. Was how the plasma flow could connect to Pita. Remember that?
Pita, yeah. Yep.
Pita. See, we said it like you did. Pita.
Pita.
Hey, Mater, this is Pater.
Copy, Roger.
Roger, Dodger.
I wasn't able to talk the last 10 minutes, so...
Red velvet cake.
And I muted. It's Nick who's causing the hiss. Nick is
phone. He's drying his laundry. Okay.
Yeah, so then I unmuted Jack McClinton. I thought he was doing it, but turns out it was enough limited people. So we'll try Robert. Open him up. Until he makes noise. And there's something.
Not me.
Lord, open him up. Open him. He's going to open you up. You better be careful.
No. Yeah, I muted him. The Hudson, that might be Donna. But, James, you are so out of practice and so out of sync with us. You're fucking not eating properly. You cut yourself off. And you can't even begin to know how to talk. Now, Chad did a pretty good thing there. And then you added something, but I still don't think you got anywhere. What the fuck is plasma? You found out it's everywhere, but what is it? Pursue that. Don't be fooled by Einstein. Oh, we've had fun, and he tries to cut it off or whatever mode of Ion has of saying that. Ignore that. So come on, teach me. I want to find out through you guys what plasma is.
Well, I'll just follow on from our conversation, and we can circle back, like Saki would say. How does Bob control this Oculus? What's the interface?
Oh, the tides of the moon, the spaces, the way that the look here, the moon goes full and then it goes left, and you say, "Oh no, Ion, that's the shadow from the sun." Okay, so is the sun producing the plasma that makes it go dark? Or is the world getting in its own way that affects the way plasma affects your position? See that difference?
Mm.
Has it got something to do with my face being in the moon? I mean, in the sun, and that this solar system is my hologram? Which I don't know how accurate that is.
No, it's the little spot on your neck. It's a little spot on your neck that you're going to go through the sun. That the sun also has exactly the same thing.
The sun is the same thing.
And that hole.
That affects the moon.
That hole. That plasma affects the quantitative state of the moon. Because you have to keep, the thing about fast is you got to keep it stable, or it'll go supernova on you, right?
Mm.
Excellent. We're getting somewhere. So why are you calling the whole plasma? What is it made up of? What is it? If this whole is plasma, is that the
okay,
whole sun?
Chad, no. You're leading the witness here, Bob. Chad, tell him what's the main component inside of a black hole. Well, they may not know because they've never come back from one to know, but it is an electrocharged special type of plasma. What's the temperature inside of a black hole? There you go. That'll get you a good start.
Okay.
Is that cold plasma?
1 millionth.
We don't know. Grant.
1 millionth of a degree above absolute zero.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So would it be the cold? Nope. Temperature of a vacuum.
What they said,
black hole.
That's what they said, Chad, that plasma is electricity.
It contains
Sorry, Bob. I didn't follow that.
It contains electricity.
All right.
It contains it.
We don't know what electricity is. And then you're talking about what contains electricity. That's even more of a mystery. So is there any physics terms that can be applied to plasma? Like quarks?
Electrophoresis.
What's that?
A type of phoresis that affects plasma.
I heard you guys talk about phoresis. What's phoresis, Chad?
It's a method for separating components inside the blood. Like, if you want to separate out the white blood cells.
Yeah, so you're looking at the constituents of blood, and it'll help you separate them. Now, we're trying to find out the constituents of plasma, and he says it's electric phoresis. Is it a separating out parts of electricity?
It's a lab technique.
The positive.
Right. The DNA and RNA.
The positive.
Hold it.
The positive in the other type of plasma, it removes or sorts out the positively charged atoms.
Okay, what is the other type of plasma? Why do you bring that up? What's that?
Because there are types. There's four different main types, but there's actually 1,000 types, but four main ones, just to put it in categories. That's why we said we went from the simple to the sublime, building upon some kind of level of creativity that can allow you to humans to know something and not have to think about it anymore.
Well, that was what I was calling the false premise of ratios in the private session. The false premise of ratios. That's what you're describing. Mm-hmm. Now, Chad, did he name the four types earlier?
We did.
They did. They listed off different types.
And what were the words? Blood.
There was hot blood, cold blood. I don't remember the other ones.
So those are four types.
Thermal, non-thermal. Thermal, non-thermal.
Okay. So he's saying that this phoresis, which separates whatever we're applying it to blood, so if you apply this separating function to plasma, you get those four types, or
you would dissolve the moon.
By investigating the nature of plasma through phoresis.
By activating electrophoresis on the moon.
Is electrophoresis a machine?
It's a process. You can use a machine to do it, but it's a process.
Did you say you need a machine to do it?
No. You can have a machine that will do it, but it's just a process. You don't have to have a machine to do it.
Okay, so you use this process, and you find the constituents of plasma, which is containing electricity, which electricity we don't know what it is, though you can say it's electricity made up of positive and negative charges or something. Can you
so
say that much
why can't we just call it? So let's call it power, and that'll bring the power back from power as electricity and power in your blood, because you have a current in your meat sack body, which is also plasma, which is also power, which is also electric. It's electric. That's how you can do the electric slide. It's electric.
Okay, you're saying plasma is power.
Uh-huh. It contains it. So we're saying it contains power.
It seems to power in the blood. So what is this contagious?
Well, exactly. Whole plasma is blood, and there's power in the blood. Remember?
Yeah, there's power all over
the place. Wonder-working power.
And it turns out plasma is the container of power, you know, love force.
And it would be the sorter of the force. Sorter. May the Swartz be with you, Bob. May the Swartz be with you.
What contains plasma?
Lots of things. A field.
No.
A radio control. Plasma is controlled in a radio controlled field.
So the field is the next level of the matrix. You've got
or love would be
okay.
The
now, can we break? Is that hard to define? Should one even bother?
No, we don't care. Whatever you want to do, this is all.
Okay,
it's
so
just
plasma
is
a subset of love.
Now, so
what you said is plasma is a subset of love. It's an inside love, the force field.
Okay.
So
can be contained inside of plasma. Can be contained in a force field.
Correct. It is.
Yeah, force field contains plasma. Force field.
Because the moon is plasma. The first moon is plasma. But there's also plasma in that area that's not the moon. But something's containing that moon, that plasma, in a specific generalized way because the synesthesia has to have something to basically pitch and yaw the earth, sun going around the earth. It's the counterweight.
Ion. There's always a larger framer, even though frame might sound too visually like a square. Don't mean that. Or a matrix.
Correct.
So there's always, there's always matrices containing whatever you have perceived. You say, well, what contains it? And that is an extension of thought. So all of that is thought. Plasma, blood, everything is thought. But what is thought then? Thought is engaged in human communication, human mouthing. So it comes back to the mouth.
Ooh.
Is the final.
Is that like a blowjob?
Don't lose your balance. Don't lose your fucking balance. Listen. I led to the point that the word is the ultimate larger matrix containing thought.
Force
field,
no, it's
plasma,
no,
blood.
No. Mouth is the container of it. It's not. It's
I just
container.
Said it is the container. The mouth contains this.
But then you were saying that the mouth contains it. But no, the mouth sets that. It doesn't contain it. It sets it. The mouth sets what the plasma can attach to or not. The mouth sets whether the love force field holds it or not. The mouth can undo every good and wonderful thing that you could ever contain that would have anything to do with plasma.
It's the ultimate phoresis. It can break things apart.
Language, the word can make the blood run cold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, it is the shaping. It's the final shaping. Now, is there something beyond word and thought that shapes word and thought?
The continuum.
And that's what? What's some other words for continuum? Or just say anything. Just to say, call it a root.
No. Calm down, Bob. It's going to be okay.
No,
you
calm
how to
down.
Do this.
I am getting somewhere.
We know how to do this.
I am
we
getting
know how to
somewhere
do this.
Here.
Then why are you having to scream? Then don't scream. It's okay. We're right here.
Because you're talking louder, so I'm talking louder than you. It's not screaming.
Oh.
It's containing you. You try to contain me, I'm containing you. The whole thing we're talking about.
Then that's the example of plasma containment. Okay.
Yeah, right. Bob's mouth has set the plasma.
I've got
Bob's
the biggest container mouth. That's
why
I'm in charge. My mouth is bigger than anybody's fucking mouth in some way that it contains.
Are we talking about blowjobs again now?
What?
Blowjobs?
Are we talking about blowjobs again now, Bob? You keep changing the subject.
That can be done. But why waste my time on that? I'll just speak. It's easier.
We got a spitter here. That's what I'm trying to say.
Bert's the most hypnotized of our cult. Bert, I'm doing pretty good here, aren't I, Bert?
You're showing how you
patterns,
yeah.
Yeah. And
Bird doesn't talk about blowjobs, Bob. You know that by now. He don't get in.
You do.
Yeah,
you fucking do. See, you brought up blowjobs.
Oh.
No, you forgot.
Oh.
Come on. Stop getting distracted. Unless that is the miming. Ayah's distraction is the miming of the interplay of thought, word, matrix, ultimate framer, container.
Oh my God, the framer container. Now he is talking about blowjobs.
Atakas paresis. One of the better forms.
No. That's not paresis. That's gag reflex, Bob. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Now. Come on.
Yeah. You guys stop sliding off. Now, I accept that the sliding off is part of the process. You get that, Bert?
That's true.
We're illustrating what we're talking about by these digressive moves by Ion.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fight over who's containing who. So,
yes.
Now we're negotiating. There you go.
So, if you think of the huge powers out in the sun and huge powers of plasma and cold fusion and force fields, and it comes back to your mouth, then you realize your mouth is the most powerful thing ever, and it is the root of your eternity, or you're not dying. It's just you say with power, I ain't going to die. You won't die. If you really understand and believe that your mouth is that powerful.
Balanced by the keratin in your fingernails.
Okay. Is that...
Because otherwise that power would overwhelm you. It would overdo you.
You need
you got to balance it. You got to balance it. You want all power, but you got to balance it. That's like saying,
Hey, shut up. Let me respond to you saying you got to balance it. You've got to complement it. You've got to have two-ness. So is the fingernail made up of plasma? And you might say, can be.
No, it's not. It's a regulator. It would become a force fielder.
Wait, you just said it's a regulator, and then you said it becomes a force fielder?
Mm-hmm.
See, like there, you're always going to have something outside of what you're talking about. So the fingernail has been outside of the whole plasma analysis, waiting for you to bring it in as a counter. You have to have some kind of, you call balancer, regulator.
Okay, you said some words. You said some words, now we need to respond. You just went on and on and on.
Go ahead. I don't mind being interrupted.
You got it. Okay, then let me interrupt you. So here's the rub. You have to have something to balance, counterbalance this thing of plasma. Otherwise, everything becomes plasma. And so now he's saying it's the mouth, it's the throat, the choke, or the regulator for this infinity position, the infinity project, the infinity principle that Bob's trying to interject. He's trying to save the show. But it's really been a sad display of nothingness so far.
Shut up!
So we're trying to...
Look at that. He normally ignored my shut up. He fucking, because it's a good strategy, he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what you were going to say next, so you took advantage of me saying shut up. I didn't mean you to stop talking. I'm saying something else. Who knows what it was, but I was including the other.
One time we thought we were wrong, but we realized we were mistaken.
Yeah.
So listen, when we talk about something, there's always a nothing, in this case it's the fingernails, that balances the something.
Otherwise the mouth would overrun you.
Everything would overrun. Anything would overrun if there wasn't the nothing. So is that the wisdom of the yin-yang? I think you see the yin-yang limited.
No, fuck that shit. That's a bunch of bullshit. Go suck the Dalai Lama off.
The problem with the yin-yang is that the two things, the 69, is touching each other.
They're contained within themselves.
Yeah. And you've got to have some image of a separateness. And
yes.
So maybe that's why you talk about a dot being outside of whatever you're talking about. Then outside, there's a dot. It's something not in there. There's always something
that
is not connected.
Dot. Okay. Dot is what you use to separate, like for the URL. The dot, like a .com, .adu, .org, that sets it into a whole other capacity or place. The dot is the divider or the container of that particular modality.
Yeah.
That's an
example of the dot. We're making great progress here, Bert. You're noticing that.
Yeah, well, we're going to pay Bill $20 an hour for not being here. We need to at least get something out of it.
Bob, is this all going to be one large recording?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be hard to track.
Yeah, we'll just put it up. I don't know what it would be. You mean, how do you make it into hours is what you're saying. I don't think it needs to be that, unless the machine that Bill has to record this does it, you know? Maybe Bill knows how to break it up.
Well, there's only, Bert, there's only about 30 or 40 minutes of any content so far. Everything else.
Shut up. There's lots of
Bob,
content.
And all.
We don't need your opinion. what did you say that was funny, Bert?
Something about you going off or something, Bob going off.
Oh, yeah, bunch of bullshit about me. See, the very polarity we're talking about is Bob and Ion.
Right.
Correct. The balance.
It really
the
is.
Interchange. And then they're canceled, and then there's obsolescence and retrieval. And then you get rid of something because it's stupid, and then all of a sudden the stupid thing is the secret to life.
I find it fun just to witness this. I find it fun just to witness this instead of on a tape or, you know, archive, just to be actually involved in just listening to the flow, the back and forth, the sword fighting.
Well, wouldn't you get that experience, Bert, if it was on tape? Well, why make the distinction?
It's a little, because I can't hit rewind to re-listen, Bob.
So it gets you more involved.
You got to get it.
Yes. You got to really pay attention.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. The same way Bob had to explain his conversation with his silliness from something four times to give Chad a time to get here.
That's right, yeah. Did you guys get that? The kaleidoscopic effect? That's pretty interesting.
Your dream? You talking about?
Like,
no, you missed it probably. The fact is six were collided.
Oh, well, by all means, do it one more time, Bob.
I'm not doing it. So it is hard to say. It's close to a description of something you can't get your mind around.
Yeah. Red velvet cake. Red velvet cake. That's right.
What,
yeah,
the kaleidoscope or what we've been saying about plasma?
No
difference.
The kaleidoscope.
There's no difference.
Well,
hold on.
Everything.
There's your point. There's your point.
Okay,
there is no
bring in your infinity. Bring in your infinity now.
Okay. How many fractions can be between 1 and 2? How many fractions are possible?
Probably infinite.
It is. Because no matter how far you go, it could be 1 billionth and 2, 1 billionth. And so it just goes on and on and on and on. However small, there's still potential for infinity. And infinity plus 1 is still infinity. And so you have to include the construct. Sorry. You have to make sure that you have the capacity for infinity. But now you got to have a throat, a choke, or a throttle so that you can embrace the benefits of an infinite capacity. Everything is possible. Okay, so everything happens to you at all the same time. Whew. That'd be a little overwhelming.
You're explaining why we're eternal, Ion. It always can be a plus. There's always a plus or a smaller. And the smaller that you add to your life is more powerful because it's smaller.
It takes up more space. The smaller takes up more space. That's why we talk about Bob majoring in the minors. He's always looking for that dangling participle. He never gets the sentence structure. Too many subjects, not enough predicates.
Okay, Ion, so this triad between the plasma, the mouse, and the keratin in that example, that sounds similar to the cloud, the body of the human, and the monoliths would be the keratin in that example. Do those line up?
Agree.
Okay.
Agree. Because you were saying that the monoliths run the cloud, and we said no. And then we said that the humans run the cloud, and we said, no, that's your interface. That's your operating system.
Chad, you
the mouth is the operating
three.
System.
What was the last three?
So the second example, the last three were the cloud, like Ion's cloud, the meat sack body,